Do you have a name for the part of the leg right here?
Thigh.
Okay. This expression, if a little boy were trying to hide from me behind this sofa,
mm-hmm.
so that he couldn't see, so that I couldn't see him, he'd have to do what?
Stoop. Kneel.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard the word hunkers or haunches used for that part of the leg?
No.
Okay. All righty. All right, this expression, if a man has been very sick, you might say, well, so-and-so is up and around now, but he still looks a little...
ill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard peaked?
I've heard the word.
Which is?
Peaked.
Yeah, okay. A man who is able to lift heavy weights, you'd say he's very...
strong.
All right. What about a man who... always has a smile on his face and something nice to say about people. You'd say he sure is
happy.
Okay. And the boy, maybe 13 or 14, who goes around accidentally running into things, knocking things over.
Clumsy.
Okay. If a man just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain.
Just a plain. I don't know.
What about food?
Yeah, what about it?
You would call somebody a
fool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a strong thing to say about a person?
I think so.
Do you know of any kind of injunction against the use of the word that might make you hesitate to use it?
Well, I don't use it frequently.
Yeah. I was just wondering, a lot of people tell me that there's something in the Bible against use the word.
Maybe.
What about a man who has a good deal of money but likes to hang on to it, doesn't like to spend it? He's an old...
miser.
Yeah. Anything besides that? Have you heard tightwad? Familiar with that?
I'm familiar with it, but it's not a word I would use. I would use miser much quicker than I would tightwad.
Okay. If I said this about a girl, she's a very common girl.
Mm-hmm.
How would the use of the word common strike you there? What would that mean to you?
Plain. She's rather plain.
Just ordinary?
Yeah, ordinary. Nothing super about her.
But it's not necessarily something bad to say about her.
Oh, no.
Okay. What about an older person, maybe in his 90s, who's still able to get around and cook for himself, you know, that sort of thing? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
spry.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let's say if the children are out later than usual, the wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
edgy.
Okay. You wouldn't say she felt easy about him, you'd say she felt...
edgy.
Okay, how could you use that word easy in a negative sense?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
She feels...
uneasy.
Sure, okay. And a little boy who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's what in the dark?
Afraid. Scared.
Sure, all right. And talking about pastime here, you might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
has been afraid.
Or used...
to be afraid.
Whole thing.
Used to be afraid.
Okay. How would you put the negative of that? Like, for instance, I don't understand why she's afraid now because she...
has never been afraid.
Okay. I'm interested in how you would use used to be there in a negative sense.
She has...
I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.